Do you believe in click it or tick it?
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hello and welcome to Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mugino.
All you people out there, we're in touch with you, so what's going on? Glenn Marshall.
This is Nick Schaefer. I've heard this song dozens of times, but I never heard that echo on space as clearly as I just did. And, you know...
Enhanced podcast.
I listened... When that song came out, I heard it, you know, dozens and dozens of times, and I haven't heard it since until the other day in the car radio. And I like that song.
It's quite good.
I like that
it
song.
It's quite
Hold on,
good.
Let me consult the bones to see if
oh,
the
yeah.
song
oh,
is
wait,
good.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before right, you consult the bones, Glenn is now an oracle. He's been studying...
I'm a druid oracle,
yeah. He's a druid
like
now.
A shaman of...
Is it shaman or shaman?
I don't know.
It's shaman.
Are we thinking like Pacific Islander? Or are we thinking like the deep jungles of?
No, dude,
of
I'm
like,
a fucking druid. Like I have a big cloak and like I'm wearing.
Okay.
Like,
all right,
witch doctor.
Deer.
Witch doctor, yeah. Glenn.
All right,
Glenn. Where does that Glenn? Where Oracle Glenn? Where does that rate in pop hits of this decade?
Yeah, hold on. Let me consult the bones here. All right, you got to juggle them around to make sure. You know, it's like shuffling a deck of cards. Hold on. It's going to take a little while.
Hey, Glenn, I got a headache. Do you have any old medicinal remedies?
Yeah,
to...
Here, just take this tail of a salamander, and let me just get back to juggling the bones around. All right, I would say... Actually,
as Ryan said earlier when we discovered this technique about 10 seconds ago...
Hold on, let me...
Theater of the mind.
All right, this is almost ready. I think we're coming... It's frothing a little bit. Let me just...
Is that... Let me just, are those bat wings in there?
Yeah, hold on. No, you can't... You have to stir the bat wings in when it's ready. I'm just going to add the raven's eye real quick. Just hold on.
Wow.
All right. Let me just stir the bat wings in.
Glenn is doing this with tremendous skill and precision.
Just a little. All right. Yeah. No. It's rating very strongly. It's scoring. It's like a quarterback rating is what I get out of here. It's 93 points out of 100. So I don't. I mean, that's just what the bones are saying. Yeah.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh,
other
who's
scenario.
That? Who's that at the door?
Oh, wow.
Trick or treat.
Oh, hey. What's your costume?
I'm the Grim Reaper.
Wow, you know who works for Grim Reaper? Skeletons. What kind of candy do you want, Mr. Grim Reaper?
I want a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Are you sure you wouldn't much rather have some bones?
Oh man, we're having way too much fun with these bones. with
do you
them bones,
do
if you
wanna...
will.
Well, hold on. Let me double check to see if we're having too much fun. Here, hold on. Let me just consult the bones real quick.
Let me consult the bones.
I don't know. Maybe this is fine.
Let me consult the bones, me lord.
Peasant, you there?
Hello, me lord.
Peasant, you there? Have you any?
Shh, you guys, the bones. You have to be quiet.
Have you any?
They're getting agitated.
Have you any skill at the augury?
Oh, they're spinning out of control. Okay, I can't read that. You guys need to be quiet. I can't read them when they're moving this fast.
The bones.
Oh, they're slowing down.
Bonecast 09.
All right, we're good.
The peasant, check your entrails to see if I'll ever be made king.
Yeah, hold on, let me just gut this possum. I just need to open this possum up. Hold
I like
on.
How contemporary.
Oh man, there's so many bones inside this possum. Oh man,
we will keep doing this until we turn off this podcast.
Yeah, basically we have one of those back massager things that has one of those
wooden wheels.
And I'm just rattling around inside like a little wooden basket thing. Yeah, so
and then you've got like a whole bunch of bones.
Yeah, so that's what you just heard.
Yeah, no, and bones, lots of bones.
Yeah, that's like 3 minutes you can't.
I love
back.
The idea of consulting.
Yeah, like probably a minute before the show started, I did this sound, which I don't know if you've heard yet.
Yeah,
before.
What sound is that? That sounds.
I love that.
Let me consult the bones.
And I love the old timiness too. It's like, like, will my son be a boy or a girl? I was like, let's check the wisdom of the corpse.
And it always makes that noise.
It also reminds me of second grade music class right around Halloween. They would always have that type of noise for the skeletons.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wait, what noise? This.
Shit, this is getting obnoxious to me now, too. So keep doing it. I'm sure it'll become funny again soon.
All right.
We just need to get it as a drop. There's way too much effort involved.
Welcome to episode 55, the Bonecast. Be pitted a cast.
Bonecast. Bonecast.
Bonecast is ready.
Randy Savage making an appearance on this cast.
What would that be in Italian? For Italian Spider-Man.
Oh, I don't know, Pete.
Bone Italian is ready.
Bone Italian
Sorry.
Dressing.
Yeah.
Wishbone Italian dressing.
Light, <It's ready. laughs> Light Italian dressing.
Cherry Garcia. Cool. So we...
I just saw some Mission to Marzipan in your fridge.
Yeah, I don't know who bought that. I don't...
Which is good, because all I ever wanted out of an ice cream was just straight marzipan, and I didn't even want ice cream in it, so that they seemed to
You didn't
want
a movie
that.
With, like, Gary Sinise in it? A reference to it here? Who was in Mission? I saw that.
Mission to Mars. Theaters. Gary Sinise, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle was in that.
Wow.
He actually was good in that. I like that.
He survived in a greenhouse on Mars for, like, a year, as far as the story goes. And in real life. He's a method actor.
He did a lot of research for that, yeah.
He lived on Mars for a year by himself. Yeah, Gary Sinise, Tim Robbins. Oh, was he the guy who, like, floats, doesn't, like, misses the floating spaceship and he just, like, burns up in the atmosphere?
He might be.
Or is he the one who takes off his helmet because he knows he's going to just float until he
dies?
Yeah, and then he instantly freezes to death. Let's see, Connie Nielsen.
It's pretty morbid.
Sorry, I'm just taking advantage of the fact that we have internet access here.
Yeah, wow. It's good radio, though.
But speaking of good radio, last off, we left our listeners with a cliffhanger at the end of episode 54.
Which, I don't even know, should we finish it? Do we even bother?
Why not?
I did painstakingly go through the microfiche.
Microfiche.
For this.
Yeah, you got your, do you have your microfilm reader there?
No, I
think he does.
Oh, okay.
Pete, that's not.
Here, hold on. All right, so do you guys know how to...
Microbones.
Do you guys know how to attract a guy?
Bone feet.
All right, let me consult the bones to see if you know how to attract a guy.
Ah, the Cosmo of old days.
Cosbones.
Let me consult the bones.
That shit... Dude, I liked... if you've ever seen Rome, they actually do... Even the ruthless people knew, even the ruthless political leaders who didn't believe in all the religious... Like, the sacrifice and, like, scooping mm-hmm. through cow guts... Or whatever it is, they knew that they had to, like, bribe the augurers to have them say that the result worked out for you to, like, release the birds in a certain way so that the public would back you.
Mm.
Like, that...
So it had nothing to do with what the bones were actually saying?
Well,
they just
could.
Ignored the
it
bones?
Could, but in times of corruption, they ignored the bones.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And Caesar was stabbed to death for his... offense to the bones.
So this quiz is did Caesar know how? I mean, do you know how to attract a guy? Okay,
all hail Carson.
Now, if you heard the end of the last podcast,
I
tease this one. You're in line at a concession stand at a concert. You notice a cute guy in front of you. What do? A is say, "Wow, this line is long. Lucky for me, I'm in good company," which is it's kind of slutty.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't spoil
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
I don't
judge.
Know how slutty that is.
I can't know. It's not fair.
The question, I paint
I
a picture in my mind, and I make myself the Mona Lisa. You're Leonardo da Vinci, and I'm Mona Lisa.
So
smile.
You're like androgynous looking. And smile. Oh, smile. Okay, so you're a really good movie. B, squeak out a high.
You're a Renaissance artist, and I am a Julia Roberts movie.
B is squeak out a high that probably gets drowned out by the music.
Who the fuck actually answers that?
Yeah.
Even
like,
if someone, even
I am, I have no self confidence. Even in a quiz that I'm taking alone.
Even if you would actually answer, even if that's what you would do, would anyone really admit it and put that down?
I would.
Well, Ryan, we
or
all...
C, stick $10 in his back pocket and tell him drinks are on you.
I like the drink one.
Wouldn't it be like this first round is on me? Like,
I don't know. Drink cheap, asshole. Like slap his ass where you put
like,
the.
To be
the
honest,
bill.
Like if I'm a single dude at a concert and a chick like did that, I think that was pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's not too forward. I think it's cunning and it. No, I like that move a lot. There's no
and only a girl can do that because if you do that as a guy, it's kind of.
If you slip something into a girl's back pocket, she maces you. Unless she's what you're unless, slipping unless in you're there. Asking her if you can take a hit off of her bowl or something, in which case she'd probably be an art teacher slash thrilled.
So what are you guys going with here?
I'm going with C because that's
yeah, that, that, wow. that is a slime
and then
move.
You know what the nice thing about that is too is that it can go somewhere because then it's like, oh well, what do you drink? And then you have a ready made conversation there.
Yeah,
you know it's.
And then
tailor made.
And then if he's creepy, you can be like, "Well, I just paid you $10 to leave me alone." You know, you could just be like,
"That'd be so funny if you."
Glenn
went
would out. Be the sassy like black girl who hangs out with us.
Yeah, what am I trying to smell in snaps? Hold on, can you figure it out? I'm snapping right now. oh no, you didn't.
I picture Queen Latifah's like even fatter mother. Like stumbling out of a wooden hut with a bone necklace. Also, all this keeps making me think of what was that?
I just hit the mic with the bones.
What was that movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Angelina Jolie about bones and serial killers?
Was it called Bones?
Bone Collector? Was that a movie?
Bone Collector
Maybe.
Is a movie.
Isn't
yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah.
There's a TV show called Bones
where Samuel L. Jackson's like got like a colostomy
yeah, like
bag
paralyzed.
And he like yells
he can
at
only
Angelina.
Move his finger.
Oh,
he,
Unbreakable.
And they send Angelina Jolie into like the sewers alone
Bonable.
With a flashlight.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Unbonable.
That's the Bone Collector. All right, so Pete, what's your response here?
Oh, I already said it. It's the money.
Pete and I are slipping.
Oh,
money
you're both
into,
going.
Hey,
okay, both
must
going
be the money.
That. All right, number two. Are you usually comfortable with making the first move on a man?
Of course not. That's why I'm in a dating rut.
A is does Perez Hilton like gossip?
Yeah.
So
that means that's
yes.
Does the Pope shit in the woods for?
Idiots.
Yeah,
or for anyone who's not like,
as I responded to Pete the other day, do turtles have shells? Cowabunga.
let's check the bones.
All right, hold on. We're checking if turtles have. Ironically, I shelled a turtle in
the
this
bones
whole mix
have,
here, but
the bones might have to replace the bubbles.
The basket. He's actually checking the bones in a giant turtle shell.
Yes,
very rustic.
The turtle shell actually, yeah, no, I think it gave it away.
The shell does nothing, really.
Well, actually, no, this particular turtle no longer has a shell. So it's like a magic eight ball. I'm getting a try again later from the bones. all right, so B, yes, but you always try to gauge his interest before making a play. Or C, about as comfortable as you are at the gynecologist.
I'm really comfortable there. So.
I was going to say that.
Dude, I love those stirrups. Can we talk about the stirrups for a while?
I like how the speculum, for once, I don't need to hold my labia apart.
Just the natural elasticity of your epidermis is just, you know, it's put on hold and you just have someone
else doing
it for you.
It's like I'm flying. It's like spreading my wings and flying.
I feel like the field of gynecology probably hasn't like changed that much. Except, you know, now they don't use bones.
Unless.
Wow, this is looking like HPV, but hold on, let me just double check with the bones.
Double check. They're the fail safe. Yeah.
That sounded kind of like.
Well, while she's like in pain.
Yeah, it's like, here, let me just take
it. Why didn't you just use the bones from the beginning, doctor?
Well, some people don't like the bones. We're thinking of putting it in our sign-in sheet.
So what do you guess?
I don't know.
My plan doesn't cover the bones.
I actually read a sociology article that was about how there's a whole ritual to the gynecology exam.
Whoa, ritual?
Besides the bones. There's that ritual, and then there's...
Do you mean this ritual?
Bonecast is so ready.
Bonecast? This is probably worse than LavaCast because it started with the bones and they won't go away.
No.
They're too close to me.
And half of it is just a noise.
But apparently it's like the nurse comes in and like presents like the gown or whatever it is and then they leave the room. All of the changing of clothes happens outside of the room. Oh, this is for breast exams as well.
Wow.
And then like the doctor is never, according to this article, the doctor is like never actually in the room. Until the patient is like behind the divider and like has, so they're just like a dehumanized set of anatomy. And then, you know, the doctor leaves the room and they don't come back and discuss it until after like that whole.
Until the doctor's done beating off.
Well,
during his refractory period, he comes back in and talks to you.
The patient also puts that on the clipboard. That's why it's so hard to get an appointment because if the doctor can only beat off, say, three times in a.
I know.
Whoa, dude. I'm pretty sure they
eventually
hire.
The doctor's going to need his own doctor for how much. Chafing is going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's make this even worse, Radio. I've got a book of mazes here.
Let's do them.
It's like, now, listener, do you turn left or right?
All right, so I'm a...
Left or right, listener.
Email in, we'll get back to you in the next episode. All right, so,
or you can just do it like Dora the Explorer, where you're like, do you go left? Yes, that's good.
Hold on.
So I'm going to go
good
through...
Good job.
There was a big silence
going through the maze.
I was expecting some bones.
Like... These bones.
Oh, them bones. Yeah.
Yeah. We have
all right. So, have you guys decided if you're comfortable?
Nick was holding up a bone themed maze. Miraculously.
What was A again? Sorry.
Does Perez Hilton like dudes?
Oh God.
It says gossip, but it works the same.
I don't. Isn't this question like the whole exam? It's like, are you comfortable with dudes? And then
no, we're not talking about the gynecologist anymore. It's a different. Are you attracted to guys?
Whatever. The gynecology one. That's my answer.
Oh, okay.
Whatever one is the most speculum, so maybe the Perez Hilton one.
No, it's Perez Hilton.
I say Perez.
Oh, I thought you said Paris.
Yeah,
Jackson's
speculum.
Kid.
Speculum. All right, so Nick is going with speculum, and you're going with what, Pete?
Same thing.
Okay, so the same score so far.
We're just going to answer the same thing this whole time.
At the gym, you spot a guy with a ripped body in the weight room.
So every single one of these questions is the same thing, just in a different place. It's like,
no, with like varying levels of like how the guy's either
one
cute.
Will always happen in the gym.
A guy shows up to blast your husband's Duke out of your toilet. He is the plumber. He's also mad hot. After scoping his finger for a ring, what do you do?
Hold on.
Hey, shove his.
Consult the bones.
Hey, consult
B,
the
consult the bones, then take a banana.
I was going to say that same joke. God damn
it. Or C, consult the bones to see if you should consult the bones.
Consult the bones, call your gynecologist.
You consult the bones, keep consulting me. Us.
Fillet the plumber and say, this dick is your dick.
All right, so you see this guy with a ripped body at the weight room. You, A, hightail it to the locker room and beat off. I mean, and vow to chat with him after you've taken a shower and put on some makeup.
Oh, the insecure option. Gotcha.
B, say, hey there, would you mind showing me how to use that machine when you're done with your sets? Or grab his biceps and exclaim, someone's been working out!
Out of nowhere.
You're going to love my nuts.
Like your handler got away from you for a second.
Your handler. I want him to show me how to use that machine.
Okay.
I'm more interested in, you know, these aren't practical. It's like, you see a really hot dude, what do you do? What if it's like, you're at a bar and an emaciated husk of a man who smells slightly like old cheese stumbles up to you and hands you a drink and says, this is for you. What do you do? Do you A, scream and slap the glass out of his hand? Do you B, make some sort of withering remark about his acne and tiny body? C, tell your fat friend to bang this one?
All of the above.
D, mace him and run.
So what are you going with here, dude?
I think the bicep, like, bursting out from behind a pile of medicine balls and shrieking about his biceps.
He's like, funny. Ah. Get it off!
And because he's ripped, he, like, punches you and, like, his fist goes to the back of your skull, but...
You mean the JFK move?
What? Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd rather be dead than be in the skating rut.
He screams JFK fist like a Street Fighter character.
JFK fist!
All right.
All right, what was option B?
Oh, it was the hey there.
That was
showing me how to use
the device.
Oh, that was what I was gonna go with. But
he already did it.
All right, I'm gonna burst out of him like a Jack in the Box. Let's do that.
Okay.
Can you hiss before you say the button?
Can I choose to burst out of his chest, a la Alien, and grab his bicep?
Face hugger, more like bicep hugger.
Dick hugger.
All right. How do you use your eyes when you want to reel in a man who's interested in you? A, look toward him, then away, then at your shoes. B, lame. Eye contact is a complete waste of time. You prefer to go the route of accidental grazing. What?
Jimmy tap him in a crowd, okay.
Should that mean gazing? I don't know.
Dude,
or
so
C.
Indeed.
Grazing? You're really fat?
It said grazing, but should it be gazing? Probably.
Wait, what's it? Read the whole sentence again?
Eye contact is a complete waste of time. You prefer to go to the route of accidental grazing?
Oh, grazing, like you brush up again. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Jimmy
grazing. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not, oh, Pete just accidentally grazed me.
Oops.
And then he's apologizing.
Oops.
Wasn't an accident.
Okay.
I saw it.
C, lock in his gaze, glance away, and then glance back flirtatiously.
So it's either, so A and B, like, are the same, except one ends in choose, one ends with flirtatiously.
Yeah, like one is like a double pay.
Well, that was, no, A and C are the same. B is eye contact is a complete waste of time.
So I, so answer, our options, I answer A and C.
Our options are sexual assault or like stare at your shoes
aren't
or
those,
stare at them.
Isn't it just like real life? It's just, you know?
Yeah, if I just wish that when I walked around that these options would pop up over people's heads like in a video game. And then I could select my answer, like in Mass Effect.
That's a great game.
I'll go with, yeah. Let's do some fondling. Yeah.
All right.
Let's
so
let's paw at them clumsily.
Pete, are you going with A or C?
A and C. They're the same.
Okay.
Your
words, one's flirtatious, not one's not.
All right. I'm looking at my shoes.
Okay.
Because women, because women, really women good. Love shoes.
Yes.
Women right. be shopping.
And I'm a passionate, passionate woman.
They always have these things with a close guy friend. You've fallen hard for a close guy friend. You, comment.
Well, I mean, it's happened to all of us, right?
Right. He's just not that into you.
Yeah.
Great movie. Great movie.
Did comment that a mutual pal wait, said that two of you would make a cute couple and see how he reacts.
Yeah.
B, kiss him and profess your love when you're both tipsy.
Ooh.
Once you pop out from behind the squat rack.
Or C, stay silent. Why risk losing a friendship?
Oh, drunken hookup.
Hide on his attic stairs, and when he pulls them down, fall into his head and shriek, "I love you." I think A is the best ploy because then you can sound him out with full backpedal options.
I think you gotta like give him a blowjob, but while you're doing it, instead of talking dirty, say stuff like
"We're just friends."
Yeah, just like I don't want to ruin our friendship. Remember that time earlier today? That was so funny.
You do the same for me. Here's this card.
So, yeah. Pete, you want to go somewhere between staying silent and kissing his penis? I mean, kissing him, but yeah, on his dong.
It doesn't say where we're kissing.
Can you average the 2 points score?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm going to do.
I don't know why we didn't think of this.
All right, Ryan, what's the total
like
here?
30 questions. Come
what
on.
What do we got?
See what happens when we don't.
Looks like
the
Pete
buttons.
Has 2 and Nick has 5, which, thank God, puts you guys in different ranges here.
So how big of a slut am I?
All right,
let me read
what you guys aren't here. Okay. 7 to 10 points makes you a man magnet. You're so skilled at attracting guys, your bod practically has a gravitational pull.
Yo, just because you're a huge whore doesn't mean you have a great body.
Yeah, well,
look at my body.
Sounds like jealousy.
Fantastic.
Man. Sounds like jealousy.
And I know how to dress.
All right, Pete, you are a flirting fraidy cat. You may think your MO is uber chill.
Even though I suck that dude's dick.
But the truth is wait
all
hold on
all the blowjobs in the world couldn't pull
back
you out
the
of
score?
This bullshit.
Yeah. But the truth is making barely noticeable overtures shows you're frozen in fear of rejection. Sounds like real life again. Before heading out for the night, tap into your inner goddess by listening to a sultry song, says Karl Marx.
I've always
then,
Pete, my biggest criticism of you is that you are completely severed from your inner goddess.
It's true.
And has been for some time.
It's very hard to reconnect.
All right, Nick, you want to know what you are?
You're
a stellar seductress.
Yes!
By relying on your confidence and a playful attitude, not your body as bait,
but my
you're alluring
great.
In more than just a physical sense.
But my body's great too, right? Tell me, Cosmo.
It says you also have a knack for knowing which men are good for flirting practice, which probably doesn't seem like you're hot. The full court press, it sounds more, yeah, a pal who needs prodding. Yeah, it says to push the envelope even further, speak more softly when you want to hook up with a guy so he has to lean in to hear you.
I can break hard codes.
Yo, it's Eve Marx, author of Read My Hips. Not Karl Marx.
Not Communist Manifesto.
Not Suck My Nips.
Yeah.
Cosmopolitan Manifesto.
Well, Glenn, thanks for hosting these quizzes.
Yeah, seriously,
no problem, guys.
Look at that.
Seriously,
it's always fun to be on the other side of the fence here.
Well, I guess I'll let you two
deliberate
for a bit. Because
yeah,
I'm like Wilson from from Home Improvement.
I'm like a
other side of the fence.
Well, I have the first and maybe possibly the only installment of artist, actor, or serial killer.
John Wayne Gacy.
I gotta give this
Jeffrey
up,
Dahmer.
I gotta give this up for Pete because. Gestation the Offender, that shit fell into my lap from our listeners and from just Googling arrested. But this actually took some research and probably some subtlety.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of editing. Dear God.
I bet. How many hours would you say put into this? Point three?
Yeah. It was a scary
like,
10
like
minutes.
Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, it was a scary couple of minutes, man. All right, well, here we go. Probably the first and last. Alpha Omega, Jesus Christ of quizzes.
Oh, man.
All right.
Whoa, dude. You believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
What about the bones, dude?
I believe in the bones.
Oh, okay.
They're Jesus' bones.
Then on the third day, I still consulted the bones. Thanks, Bones. All right.
What a great show.
Here, you want to hear what your welcome sounds bones. Like in Bones?
Bones, I mean.
All right. This one comes from us. It comes to us from New Orleans.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, there's crime. Whoa. Crime in New Orleans?
No, well, isn't that like the...
I thought the crime all washed away with Katrina.
Hurricane capital of the U.S.?
Houston's coming in close, though.
I know.
As is, what's that that Mississippi town that always gets destroyed? It has some sort of name that sounds like it's like Kiln or something like that.
Death.
Death by Hurricaneville?
Here, I'm going to Google Mississippi and Hurricane Pete. Sorry, continue.
All right, here we go. This one comes from New Orleans. 3 hours after a judge rejected their first guilty verdict, the jury in the trial of Corey Miller again found the former blank guilty of the 2002 slaying of a New Orleans teenager on Tuesday. The jury initially voted 10-2 to convict Miller on Tuesday morning, but Judge Hans Liegeberg rejected the verdict and ordered the jury to deliberate further, even though the voting margin was enough to convict the defendant of second-degree murder. Miller's legal team requested a mistrial, but Liegeberg, rejected that motion and pressed the jury to go back to deliberations. The New Orleans Times vividly described the contentious scene in the jury room, in which the jurors struggled for 13 hours over 2 days in deliberations that, quote, degenerated into yelling, crying, and people getting violently sick and vomiting.
Holy shit.
In the
vomiting?
Yes.
Shit just got real.
You're telling me. Vomit just got real. In the end, though, the jury again voted 10-2, finding that Miller, 38, shot 16-year-old Stephen Thomas once in the chest as the teen lay on his back while being beaten by Miller's friends in the now-shuttered Platinum Club in Harvey, Louisiana, on January 12, 2002. Miller faces a mandatory life sentence in prison and a date that will be set for his sentencing on Friday. The jurors unanimously discredited four defense witnesses because they all put Miller in different places in the club, and none of them showed up to testify in person. Most jurors found the state's two key witnesses who testified that they saw Miller shoot Thomas to be credible. Thomas was a high school student who idolizes Miller's career and life's work. Thomas had allegedly made some gold sculptures out of golden ashtrays he got... Ashtrays he got from work as an homage to Miller's prior infatuation with gold.
Holy shit.
Thomas also was said to have posters of Miller all over his bedroom. On the night of the shooting, Thomas told his father he was going to a movie but used a fake ID to go to the club. It is unknown what sparked the fight that led to Thomas's death.
Okay, this
why do they have jurors?
Actor, artist, or serial killer?
Yeah.
Is a rapper included in?
Yeah, that would fall under artist.
Okay.
Why do they have jurors? Why don't they just consult the bones?
So wait, the judge, I've never heard of a judge rejecting.
Yeah, sending it back. And then they had the same result, but then it was okay.
So then they came back. So the first they came back with a guilty verdict. Mm-hmm. He rejected it?
Yep, and then they had,
based on
it doesn't say why.
Wow. Okay. So
I'd like to comment that New Orleans has a different legal system than the rest of the US.
Wow.
It's left over from the French bullshit.
That's incredible. Okay. The posters. And all right, the thing that sold me, and then everything else just kind of piled on, was I'm going with artist because I think this guy's a rapper. Well, I want to comment though. This is a beautiful game. He came up with this. As a game master, I want to go off on a little tangent about the craft here, because serial killers, artists, actor might be there are a lot of obscure actors for one.
Mm-hmm.
For two, rappers are rarely known by their actual name, so you can use their name in this. And three,
true.
Serial killers are mostly not known by their names unless they're really big.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually known by their acts. Mm-hmm. Same thing as, and a lot of obscure actual like fine artists are known for what they've made, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So more so than their name. So I like this a lot. I'm going with the artist. I think he's a rapper because he had a posse beat the guy down before he shot him.
This is true.
And then the infatuation with gold just sold it. It's like, and unless the only other option for me in that case, the posters helped with that, and the 16-year-old being a fan of him, and the fact that if it is another type of artist, like a sculptor who is fixated on gold, that's still artist, and I'm still covered.
Mm. All right, so it was artist, athlete, or what was it?
Actor? Artist, athlete. I slipped with the... Because actors are artists.
Yeah. So it's artist, athlete, or I'm going with athlete.
Okay.
Because I feel like they would have a similar.
That was I misspelled.
Oh,
affinity
oh.
with gold.
Oh, that's true. And the posters. What's the guy's name? Casey Miller.
Corey Miller.
Corey Miller. Hmm.
Yeah, I'm going with athlete because the kid, like, I don't know. I don't think you would approach a rapper. You know, because it's like, look, I sing about like. Pissing on bitches and like killing people, like, and gold.
You think someone who sneaks into a club with gold and ashtrays as tribute is really thinking about whether or not they piss on bitches?
I am invincible.
Consult the bones. Consult the bones.
Hold on.
It's all right. Take your time. Just consult the bones.
I'm getting mixed results here. Let me just.
It's like a magic eight ball. The thing is, and this might be kind of cheating on my part. I Googled it. No. No,
so definitely.
But Corey Miller, anytime an athlete does anything illegal, ESPN jumps all over it like vultures on a dying person in the desert. Like, you know, any obscure backup offensive lineman gets a DUI and we hear about it. So I haven't heard of a Corey Miller. It doesn't sound like an athlete who would get posters made of him. So I wouldn't make him any ashtrays.
So you're saying artist.
Shit.
I'm saying
artist. Now I'm going back to artist because... Because
my reasons are so great.
Yeah, because the kid wouldn't have posters up of like...
An obscure
like some
athlete.
Third, like the seventh man on like a basketball team, you know?
You know, I say you made your bed, you sleep in it, but I'm not running this game. That's Pete.
I kind of like hearing you guys work it out, though.
I mean, I guess if...
Bones are working it out for me here.
Oh, he gets bones? I don't have shit.
Bones and bubbles.
Yeah, I'm sticking with actor or whatever.
Athlete,
yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to keep them straight. Well, Nick is right. It was a rapper.
Shit.
Sorry, I went first. You had to try to construct an argument for
what's his
else.
Rapping name?
Doc C.
Doc C?
Yep.
C for Corey.
Yep,
Corey Miller. Dr. Corey?
Yeah.
Sounds it's funny because he's a he's a thug rapper who actually shot a fan.
Yeah, who is bringing
but,
him?
That is so.
But Dr. Corey sounds like a late '90s sitcom from the WB.
You mean like?
It probably was
like the Steve Harvey Show. That was like the name of his character.
Yeah, the Bernie Mac Show.
Ah, yes.
May his
Pete's
his bulging eyeballs rest in peace. Finally,
and his firm handshake.
And may this Ocean's game 11. Rest in peace. We gave it a run for its money.
Yeah, I'd say it was good, but good luck fucking.
Oh, it's tough. Man.
That's got to be really hard. All right, so it looks like we're coming up against the end of the cast here.
Well, it's been a spectacular time.
So that's the one artist. That's good, though. You found an obscure rapper.
Yeah,
well
done. I got lucky.
Well, this is a rare collector's edition of Click It or Take It.
Yeah. Put this one
next to your bones.
In a special hiding place. Yeah, next to your bones would be a very good spot.
Okay, well...
All right, and I'm just going to stew more bat wings into this
and
little
concoction. Thanks for sticking with us through this sparse time. We're all doing a whole lot of shit. There's a big transition going on.
Yeah, transitional time here. Click it or take it.
We're losing our drop master. We're losing our engineer.
But we gained bones, so I think that's a net positive.
Well, we'll consult the... we'll consult the bones to see where we go next. But bear with us. I assure you, within the next couple weeks, we'll be back to spitting out. We'll probably spit out more episodes once we get resituated. So,
and who knows, maybe more bones to come.
All right. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night.